I got to be honest. I don't know any wedding that isn't drama filled in some sort of way. You know, there's some drama that's really, really big. And then there's, you know, like the small drama, like your, you know, maybe your caterer doesn't show up on time for the receptionist or for the reception. Yeah, exactly. or you know, your flowers aren't exactly what you ordered or what you thought they'd be.
Or your tux shop closes 3 weeks before your wedding.
Right. Right.
Real life experience there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And so, you know, I mean, we get it. Like, weddings are drama filled, but you know, and who you choose to stand next to you when you're having that big day is a big part of it, because, you know, they're there to help support you and to help you get through that drama. They're not there to be part of the drama. Brittany had commented and said, hey, I just got married 2 weeks ago. My best friend, who is my maid of honor, stepped down and took her daughter, who was my flower girl, out with her because she didn't agree with someone I had invited as a guest.
Oh, wow.
So my other...
That's crazy. It's about the bride.
I know.
And who she wants there to celebrate with her.
And so she says, my other bridesmaid had to take her place at the very last minute. So I believe anything is possible when it comes to having to, you know, fire or having to get a new maid of honor or a new best man, which is the case here.
Yeah, so we have been waiting to hear the answer he was going to give his friend, whether or not he was going to be the backup best man.
So if you recall, we talked to a listener who was asked to be a best man with his friend's upcoming wedding. Here's the thing. He wasn't asked first. He wasn't the first person asked. And now he worried that, well, now that I'm not the first choice, should I even be and accept the best man responsibilities? So first of all, thank you for allowing us to call you back on this.
Oh, of course. Good to talk to you guys.
So you talked to your friend, right? The groom-to-be?
Yeah, we did have a conversation over the weekend. Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
All right, so let me get into the conversation in a sec. But there is a little backstory that I didn't tell you guys up front the other day.
Okay.
And I feel like this may have been key why I didn't get picked to be the first, best man.
Okay.
So about 7 years ago, for a brief time, I dated his fiancée.
Oh.
So well, it wasn't serious. Exactly, we were both single at the time and just had, like, fun for the summer.
Yeah.
It was sort of just like a summer fling, but then we broke it off.
Okay.
So after that, she winds up dating my childhood friend and they hit it off.
Oh my gosh.
So I know. So maybe that's why I wasn't picked to be the first best man. Like, yeah, it would be awkward to stand there at the altar behind my best friend and look at his future wife knowing our past.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why I like ultimately said, you know, when I spoke with him, that I couldn't be his best man.
Oh, you said no!
Yeah, I ended up saying no. I mean, don't get me wrong, it would have sucked to be up there, you know, knowing that he didn't ask me first. But, like, I don't know. It's just the past with the fiancé and not being asked first. I don't know. I told him to just ask another friend.
Oh, gosh.
So, wait, are you even going to the wedding?
No, I'm still going. Like, I want to see him get married and everything. I'm just going to stay out of the whole thing in terms of, like, the best man duties and stuff like that. I'm just going to be a regular guest.
Wow. Honestly, like, I was thinking that you were just going to come around and say, yeah, all right, whatever, you know, bury the hatchet. I'll step in there for you, man. But
you guys have some beers.
Yeah, this was unexpected.
Yeah, it's easier this way. And also, like, I don't know, like, it does take a lot of responsibility, and I was a little insulted, so I'd just rather not take on all that right now.
Wow, it really sounds like he's kind of a groomzilla.
Yeah, that's funny. I haven't thought of using that word, but yeah, you're kind of right.
All right, well, thank you for allowing us to check back in with you, and hopefully the wedding is good, and you're able to get
congratulations on your freedom.
Yeah, and congratulations on your freedom.
I'm hoping it's open bar, so
yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hang on. Did he just drop something on us that he didn't previously tell us the last time?
Yes, he did, and that was a really big... That's probably why he wasn't asked.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he dated the bride. That's a very tidbit.
That's a fun fact. That is a fun fact. All right. Something I wasn't expecting there. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.